I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In these difficult times, when we have to adhere to CDC guidelines for social distancing, not to mention intercom corporate protocols preventing us from letting anybody inside the building, we are constantly striving to bring you the quality entertainment that you deserve, which is why now, the Johnny Dare Morning Show has found a better way.
All you have to do is follow simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. Two, take it outside.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Broadcasting live. From deep inside the bowels of the multi-million-dollar Intercom Multiplex, we are taking it outside. The somewhat inside but still socially distanced edition with today's special guest appearing live tonight and tomorrow night at the Improv. Comedian, actor, and longtime friend of the show, Brian Callen. And now, here's your host, Johnny Dare.
Oh, here we are. Yeah. Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at him. Look and at Ryan's you. Saying, let's all look at each other.
The first thing
look
I said.
Hey, look at this. Look, listen. Look at you. Look at you.
Johnny.
Look at him.
Johnny, look at me. Look at me. Look at how tight my skin is, huh? The kid doesn't the kid doesn't age.
So
I heard
good.
You say that under your breath.
I
you
know,
went,
I know.
The kid doesn't age.
Oh, my God. He's so beautiful. Look at Ryan.
Well.
He flies corporate jets now.
I know that.
I know.
I know that.
I could see that because his hair is so windswept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks.
He flies convertible jets.
He's got that 1,000-mile stare.
Oh,
like
yeah,
he
yeah.
just sees, yeah.
I said, what's it like to fly so high? He said, poetry. Johnny, speaking of poetry.
Said, Icarus, Schmicarus.
All I got to say is the minute I saw Johnny walk through that door, I haven't seen him in about 2 years. I went, shoulders. I went, the guy's got shoulders for days. I want to build something on that back.
Well, the world, I'm carrying it.
Listen, I don't know what you're doing, bro. You're doing some weightlifting. You're doing
eating.
Some powerlifting.
I'm eating is what I'm doing.
Well,
I'm COVID.
It's going
to
your
COVID
shoulders.
Eating.
It's going to your shoulders and your back.
Oh, my God. Just listen to him, Nick.
I'm just glad all your hands are on the table. I can see them.
Yes.
I was going
to
say.
Nick, is it hard for you to be around?
I feel like I'm watching like the greatest of the greats, the most beautiful, come together.
Right.
She feels like she's on the Serengeti. While lions
it's true.
Chew the air.
I'm seeing something not many others will ever be able to.
My God. It's going to be embarrassing when you stand up, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is.
Do you have a drop cloth, sis?
No. A drop cloth?
But Jake, why are you sitting on the floor?
He does that when around
I don't know.
He does that. He does that around me.
Try harder. Try hard and you'll get a chair one day.
Jake sits on the floor at my feet because I'm his alpha. I'm his natural alpha. I'm going to bless him. My son, sit at my feet. I will teach you
the
ways of the world.
That's right. Just pay attention, Jake.
I figured he was on the floor because it was closer when you pass out. It's 900 degrees in this, wherever we are.
By the way, this is the clean room. You know why we're in here? I didn't think we were going to get this room where I thought we were going to be next to it, which is where our junk is for the radio. It's like Sanford and Son over there. This is where a company used to have a building. That's why it looks nice in here.
It's very sterile.
Yes.
It's very open.
Look at that. Oh, Ryan. Oh. He's having a good time.
Ryan's.
So we're broadcasting from the bowels of the building.
I was about to say the bowels.
And I mean, it's where we feel natural.
Yeah.
It's where we feel good. So it's our place.
It's where we can get dirty.
Ryan, I'd like to say these mics sound terrible. The room is like really loud. It's overall, I'd say we're really selling the picture of not being in an actual studio.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you say this is the worst broadcast setup you've ever been in?
I'd say this is the rawest, Johnny.
Yes.
It's the rawest.
It really is.
And I keep it raw,
my friend.
That's a great description.
Yeah. He's back in town. COVID, after all this, I mean, you've not done a bunch of shows.
I've not. And
you already had COVID.
I had COVID. I had it for 18 days. It worked its way. I called my buddy.
Yeah.
Called my buddy. He's a doctor. I got a friend's a doctor. I go, hey, dude, Should I be on some kind of a... Because Madam COVID is a cruel mistress.
Mm.
She'll hit you from the waist down. She'll be like, today I'm gonna take your legs out. You're gonna feel like your legs were in a wood vise. You enjoy that. Take a seat, and then it'll go to your back, and then it'll go to your whole body. Then it'll go to the back of your head. Weird stuff. Yeah. Then it goes to your lungs, and I called my buddy as a doctor, and I said, dude, what should I be on some kind of? And he said, listen to me, you're fine. He had me hold my breath. Then he had me count to 28 or something, and he said, you're fine.
Well, if you can do that,
yep.
Oh,
he said it's working its way through your body and it's going to take its time. And it did.
Yeah.
It did.
Dude, our buddy Belshi. So let me tell you this story. January, February, he calls me. He goes, hey, I got some trouble at home. Can I crash at your place? I go, yeah, great. Come over. He moves in. He's an over the road guy. Gets out of Texas where they just do not believe at that time in the COVID.
Right.
And he works.
I caught it in San Antonio.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. In Texas, it's brutal. So he works for a company and they sell shoes. He goes to these big factories and they get on the truck, these big semis, and nobody's wearing a mask. So he's coming back to Kansas City, spikes 104 degree temperature in his semi. So he doesn't come back to my house. He goes to a hotel. 3 days he's there. It's over Memorial weekend. He gets his test back. He's hot. I go, well, I'll move out of my house. You come to my house.
Good man.
And I moved in with Sassy Von Fancy Pants in a little 1,100 square foot bungalow.
That's a real friend.
Whew.
You're a good man.
Well, I'd kill him if I could. But where it goes really bad, and you talk about your breath, he couldn't even talk. He couldn't get enough breath to speak at one point.
Wow.
And this guy's one of the toughest human beings any of us have ever known all our lives. I mean, he's so far beyond.
But it got to his lungs quick.
We had to 911 him out of the house.
What?
Literally, because he was going to die. His oxygen level got down to 78.
That's unbelievable. What, did they put him on an inhalable steroid? Because that's what saved me.
That's exactly what they did. They gave him the transfusion with the antibodies and put him on the inhalable steroids and the remdesivir, and that's what saved him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They've got therapeutics, but for some people, it's no joke. And apparently, it's a blood disease, but we don't really know.
Hey, listen, here's my thing. I don't know, so I go, hey, let's just all be cool.
Look, I'm an amateur virologist, and I can tell you. I can tell you from my research in my garage, it's a blood disease, everyone. It's a blood disease.
Yes.
So the only thing that helps is honey and Jesus.
Once.
Otherwise, you're dying.
And Jesus.
And he will find out who the believers are.
We've had a Hep A through N. So it's
right.
Really,
that's
we've
right.
had we've had so much.
Johnny and I have.
Yes. Yes.
It's a bond that it's
caught it. We caught it in Germany in those special bars.
That's right. It's true.
It's our private life.
Of course.
Mind your own business, everyone.
Lambskin is not a real barrier.
It's
not.
But it feels so darn natural.
And it keeps,
That's right.
You
the room smells like a...
No, I've not recently.
The room smells like a gyro. I stole that from Dove David off. That's his joke.
Oh, it's so terrible. That's such a terrible... Yes.
It smells like a gyro. Bleh. Impossibility.
Bleh.
And sin.
Dude, you're... and I'm so glad to see comedy back. We need it more than ever. Now's the time. Yeah, go out. Have a laugh, guys. I want to make sure everybody knows. Tonight, tomorrow night, two shows each
Two
night.
Shows tonight at the Kansas City Improv. Two shows tomorrow night. I think we're sold out already for the first show on Saturday.
Look at that.
You see what happens?
Yes.
You see what happens?
You're bringing the magic into Kansas City.
Well, now that I'm doing Johnny Dare.
That's magical.
It was funny. Last night, I went to the Green Lady. Yeah, let me just say this about Kansas City,
the
Missouri.
Green Lady.
It's a jazz bar.
Okay. I was like, I'm like, you're drinking absinthe?
You can if you want in this town. This town has it's a special, there's an under tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a subterranean flow.
There really is.
You can get weird, you can get downright funky in this town. Great bars, great coffee, great food.
Yep.
Kansas City is a sleeper town. People don't realize that.
Tell no one.
I know.
Tell no one.
The best kept secret.
Mm-hmm. There's a few speakeasies, some great weird stuff. Like Rieger's, my new favorite weird place over there.
Oh,
by Knuckleheads.
I want to go there.
Rieger's, you'll like
it.
There's another. It's not a speakeasy, but it's a private thing underneath that building. That's really good.
In the bowels.
Yes, always in the bowels.
I went
Nick,
to
you
this.
You like the bowels?
I do. I'm a fan of the bowels.
Yes.
I went
and
to
Rieger.
I went to the Vert, Le Dame Vert. Sorry, that's French for the Green Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I went. I said, what do you have? That's kind of interesting. And the guy said, try the Black Dolphin. And I said,
the Black Dolphin.
I know. Not the dolphin, but the Black Dolphin.
That feels like it sounds terrible.
I know. And I was like, is it sweet? He goes, got a tang to it. I said, hold the tang. Hold the tang. I'm friends with Johnny Dare. He goes, he's friends with John Dare. I said, Johnny to you. Don't ever say John.
Throw him out. Get out.
Throw him out.
Black Dolphin. That's magical.
Did you guys watch the debate last night?
No, I would not. Yesterday was 80 degrees here. Last good day of the year for us, probably. I went out and rode motorcycles till 11 o'clock last night. So I came back and was like, did you watch the debates?
You know, I watched the first one.
Was it
and it was just simply, I'm sorry. There are a couple things. One is, Biden looks like Casper the Angry Ghost. He's simply, you're too white,
of course,
sir.
Of course.
You're too white. Yeah. I've seen clouds with better color. I went snowblind looking at his face. You guys are supposed to be the party of diversity. Color up. And then, and then our boy Trump is just a little too orange. So it was like watching a man pumpkin scream at Casper the Angry Ghost. And then, for real, like toward the end of the debate, when they went so off the rails, at one point Trump was like, your son took $3.5 million from a Russian lady. And then Biden was like, my son's a cocaine addict. I'm proud of him. I was like, what's going on here, man? What is going on? This is like an argument between a couple when they're at the end of their relationship.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When you have that argument, like, and by the way, I'm glad, I hate that you eat muffins. And, oh, great, I'm hypoglycemic. Thanks a lot. You know, these arguments where it doesn't make any sense.
Yes. I said to him, I go, it's like watching those old guys at the Knights of Columbus. Like, they're almost senile, and they're just bitching at each other.
Right. Very much so. Twin City Tavern, greatest fight I ever saw, right up here in Westport. It was two old guys. This bar, it's the oldest bar. It might be the oldest bar in Kansas City. And I actually stopped by there yesterday, but I was reminded of a time I saw these two old guys get into a pushing fight, and they're friends. And these guys are like 75 years old. And in the end, all it came down to was both of them trying to shove the other one onto the floor.
Is that right?
And it went on for 15 minutes.
When you
the bartender didn't even care. Yeah. He was like, just fine, Bernie, do what you got to do. You know, just it was.
You get to a certain age and you're not going to be throwing punches. I like to box, and at one point, I'm 53 now. No way, you look so much younger. And stop, you guys, stop it. That's so stupid. I can't believe it. Shut up. Why do they? It's so stupid, guys. Thank you. It's genetics, but stop. Your skin is so tight. I know. Man, you look like a man cheetah. Stop it, guys. Stop over there. But I was trying to slip. I was like, I want to learn how to slip. And I'm trying to slip a punch, come back. And at one point, my trainer goes, you're too old. You're too old. You don't have the resources. Just get into wrestling. Just have a tussle.
God,
have a tussle.
It just sucks. The idea of getting into a fight now. Like, but what a terrible thing to have happen, man.
No upside.
Get into a wrestling match or
something. Zero upside.
No.
Yeah.
It's just going to look weird and awkward. And hell, who knows what will happen?
Well, ask me what
I might
would
get
happen.
So mad I'll cry. And like, it'll be weird. Like.
Ask me what would happen if somebody came at me in a bar, watch this.
Wanted to fight you. If someone came at you like, hey, that's it. I hate what you do. You're the worst comedian ever. Mm. Also, my wife does nothing but stare at pictures of you.
Right. What would happen? What would I do?
What would you do?
I'd keep him busy.
Yeah.
See that? I'd keep him busy. Or watch this. Ask me again. Ask me again. Watch this.
What would you do if a guy walked up to you and wanted to fight?
I'd meet him halfway. Come on, that's sexy. That's so sexy.
I gotta get my business down.
Now ask me, Brian, have you ever killed a man? Watch this.
Have you ever had to take a man's life?
I've never stopped to look, buddy. Come on, man. That's so hot.
That's so good.
That's so sexy.
Never stopped to look,
Jenny.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I gotta work on my lines.
Yeah,
Nick.
I know.
When's the last time you cut a bitch, Nick?
It has been a minute. The close was pushing them by their face out of the way. Does count.
It was a girl who was zeroing in on yet another ultimately handsome older man, Mike Kennedy, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Show him a picture. You got your phone with you?
Yeah.
Handsome man, huh?
I'm trying to get her to put these pictures on OnlyFans.com.
Oh, well, there you go. Really?
Yeah, he would be the greatest bear of all time. I'm telling you, he's...
And he doesn't know of this discussion, by the way.
He started me in the business way back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was his promotions guy. And he really doesn't age. He's some kind of a Luciferian pedophile cannibal.
Steals all of
and I know. I don't think he... No,
Luciferian pedophile cannibal.
Yeah, he's the...
Rumors.
Well, he got you when you were 11, but I guess he married you, so now that's out.
You've not lost a stitch of hair, Johnny.
No, it's not even
it's
mine.
Curlier, it's curlier, though. It's curlier.
The humidity.
Oh,
it's raining.
Okay.
So
is
that's
that what
him?
Happens?
Well, look at that handsome dad.
No, that's a handsome guy. He looks like an ex-athlete. I'm very happy with the color.
Yep.
The color of... Of that shirt,
which is
royal blue, I think. That's a royal blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, is he Italian? He's got.
No.
He's got.
don't infer.
Really?
Do
you ever run your fingers through that hair?
When allowed.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't put gel in.
When
yet.
They it's first met, you asked him what his nationality was.
Just growing up around everyone, right? Yeah. I'm looking at him.
Can I guess?
Please.
Could be Lebanese. Could be Serbian. Could be Croatian.
What did he yell at you in the restaurant?
So we're sitting there and I go, you know, just kind of getting to know each other. I go, so hey, what nationality are you? And he goes, white.
I was like,
I mean,
wow,
like,
he
not
really,
Hispanic
took that real
or
personally,
thing.
Man.
So no, aggressive. White.
So white. Aggressive.
Like, Jesus Christ, yeah. All right?
Okay.
But you
here's
see
my
rest.
Family tree. It's just, Aryan at the top.
Pure German, goddammit.
To see his mom's Irish, like, she's beautiful, gray hair, white hair, you know, to pale white. Yeah. But to look at him, you're like, okay.
He's
okay,
he's definitely
buddy.
He's got some. He's definitely got Hispanic. Yeah. He's got yeah. the he's got the feel, the dusky love, the
and,
romance,
and he does love.
Yes.
Yeah, he does. He loves. Yes. Mm-hmm. He loves like a Spaniard. He might be white, but he loves like a Spaniard.
Brian Callen isn't here. By the way, I just want to keep reminding people that if you want tickets to the show, it's Zona Rosa up there at the Comedy Show. It's going to sell out Saturday night. The first show's already gone at KC Improv.
Yeah.
So go to kcimprov.com. Is that right?
Yep.
How are you?
Amanda.
She's amazing.
Amanda in the corner.
I love her.
As well you should.
We have a special friendship.
Yeah?
Yes. She's the best. She takes care of everybody.
You've been a staple of this town, my friend, for a long time. Congrats on your success.
God, let's all bask in it.
Let's bask for
a
second.
You listening, just do something else. We're just gonna sit quietly and just think of our
for a second. Because, by the way, it's the end of motorcycle season, isn't it? Or do you ride in the snow?
No. I don't. I promise you, I do not.
I don't know. I just figure you'd ride. Johnny, it's snowing. I don't care. I'm riding. I'm putting the chains on my wheels. Johnny, that's dangerous. You'll skid out. Yeah, whatever. I got the skin for it.
Yeah.
Johnny's got skin like a rhino.
It's true.
He doesn't need leathers.
It's just the way it works, Nick. And I try to tell her these things, and she won't listen to me.
Well, not
Brian
until
Callen
seeing
knows.
You two in
Brian
together.
Callen is world famous. Yeah. Movies, television shows, comedy specials.
I know.
Selling out. It's happening right now at the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
So already sold one of the shows out.
Get your tickets.
If he tells you something, you should listen.
Do you ever have that friend? They're like, no, I mean, I'm friends with so-and-so. I mean, no, I mean, we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Until you see them in the same room.
Yeah.
Holding an actual conversation with each other. Maybe you'll believe it then.
She didn't believe it until.
Oh, you mean like what, when people
your
say
love
friend,
and friendship.
Friend, yeah. Yes. Johnny and I have been, we've actually been, we talk, we actually text mm-hmm. during the year. And
that's right.
Hey, what's up?
And how are you?
Yeah.
Even you
when
good?
Especially when it's a bad year.
Funny meme.
Hope you're holding up. Like, thank you, brother. So far, so good.
It'll get
one
better.
Day at a time. Yeah, we'll see. You never know. The great unknown of life. Yeah.
Yeah, of
course,
that's
what, man. That can happen in life.
It gets weird, man. It's weird super fast.
Things get weird.
It's been a tough year, man. We were talking about losing Barger and my agent Norm and one of my dear friends, Don Post, had ALS, and he passed away. So it's been bad. And I know it's just been rough with you. And it's just, all you can do is just keep moving forward, man.
You move forward, and you line yourself up with the truth. What I mean by that is you line yourself up with who you are. The people that are closest to you know who you are, and they get closer to you. Mm. And you know, man, I tell you, sometimes it's a time for faith. You know, people, you know, I got a lot of friends that are hardcore atheists, but when you go through some stuff, it's when you line up to something a little bigger than yourself.
Well, that's it. And, you know, look, there's no point. I don't want to get super deep into the whole thing just because it's your personal life. And,
well, it is what it is.
Yeah, but anybody can say anything. And
That's right.
I try to look at all of what's laid out in front and go, what is being said? What is real? What is not real? What is conjecture? What is, might be what has to be proven? What's happened? Like, where is the involvement and everything? And I judge for myself. I don't accept headlines. I don't think about that.
Well,
I try to think for myself.
The important thing is that nowadays we live in a world, and I don't know if anybody's to blame, but there is no such thing as due process. You can get, somebody can say something about you. They can tell a story about you. That's a key word, story.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is all you can do a lot of times is go, no, I didn't. That's not true. And that ain't good enough.
Right.
Because what happens
is, because
people
want it.
Everything goes away, man. And you know, so again, when you go through anything, my buddy called me up and he goes, listen, his wife is battling cancer. There's something that happens when you go through catastrophe or you go through a certain kind of destruction. you get less afraid if you handle it properly.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm. You know, you get less afraid. I'm not afraid because I know who I am.
Well, that's and that's that. What you
so
gotta,
bring it.
You got to grip it and go, man. This is all I can do is be me, be the truth.
Yeah,
I know what
and,
is
and
right.
And I'm gonna fight
like,
and fight.
Yeah,
sometimes
it.
You fight. You know?
No, absolutely, man.
Life's
you
a,
have to.
Life's a war sometimes.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And when it's your honor, when it's your character, when it's everything about you, you have to. You yeah. must. You above all, you have to fight.
And there's a great quote by Michelangelo. Sorry, that's
turtle?
Italian from Michelangelo, everybody. He's the great
that's for Michael.
The, he's Italian the great he's the great Italian painter who painted the Sistine Chapel.
Upside down, bitch.
That's, upside down and went blind because the paint dripped in his eyes. So that's paying a price for your art. And that's what I do as a comic. Sometimes my throat gets sore. I know. I'm like the Michelangelo of comedy. I'm not going to lie. And he said.
I've always said that.
And you've always said that.
I've always said that.
Brett, Brian, your throat's a little sore. Mm. And I'm like, Johnny, mix me up one of them nectar drinks of yours.
Mm.
That's private stuff, everybody. Mix me up a black dolphin. He's like, Brian, just a dolphin. I know. Make it black.
An iced tersiops.
Iced tersiops.
So good.
Anyway, but what he said was criticized by creating. So you just keep creating.
That's it.
Keep creating. Keep moving forward. So
well,
that's what I do.
You know, in the end, the truth always comes out.
Yeah,
always.
I hope so, John.
It does. It
I
does.
So.
I mean, listen. I mean,
I really
it,
do.
It always does. Think,
yeah.
It will.
Yeah.
It always will, man. And everything will clear itself up. And your friends will always be your friends. And the people who know you will know you. And that's the only thing that you can do, man.
One of the hidden gifts of any kind of thing you go through in life is the women in my family, my mother. My sister.
Oh, I bet they're insane.
Oh, dude.
I bet they've gone
they
completely
get, they
banana
They circle
town.
The
yeah.
wagons, baby. They come hard.
Yeah.
And they come strong. And that's where you see it. Like, guys don't really know what to do. Guys are always like, women will form a circle around you, man, and they just get fierce.
Dude.
So
I have a buddy who's a dear friend and close, and he got into a situation at a job, but some things were said, and he never did a goddamn thing. Turns out this broad had done it like seven other times.
Well, there you go.
And it was a pattern of things. It was like, and it was
you
like,
see that
like she
lot.
Was had a problem, and she that was her attention.
Yeah.
And and you know, and that's not to take away from any girl who's ever been harmed. But I can tell you, I know
never.
The guy. So and even to the point where I go, dude, you should sue everybody's ass off and
well,
get involved in this. And he didn't. But
the reason
I was like, you
he didn't.
Everybody.
The reason he didn't is it's so much harder than you think.
Yeah.
It's expensive. And it's way. Believe me.
Yeah.
There's.
I was probably more angry than him because he knew it was stupid.
So that's the same.
And he was like, "This is dumb," and it didn't matter because it didn't happen. And I mean, I was like, because I love him so much, I was like, "What'd they say?"
Yeah.
I mean, mad. Like you lose your ass. So
you see a lot of that, and I play the long game. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. I can't say much more. But it's a lot harder than you. Think.
Undressing me with her eyes. This whole conversation. Did you notice that?
What?
You know, you're too old for me.
I said earlier, I go, you're entirely too young for me.
I taught my girlfriend to ride a bicycle.
You're not gay.
By the way,
pretty
I really did at
me.
Venice Beach. She swear to God, I took her to California, and she'd never ridden a bike with a foot brake.
Is that right?
Not you, this one, my girlfriend.
No. Oh, she'd
and
never,
I actually had to teach her to ride a bicycle. At Santa Monica Pier, where you rent the bikes right there.
Yeah.
Those bikes.
She's
right
that
right
young.
There.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes my friend,
she can rent a car.
My friend showed up with a gal at dinner, and I was like, oh, boy. I was having a conversation. I was like, how old is she? And he's like, you don't want to know. I go, because she didn't know. She'd never heard of Led Zeppelin. You know, and I was like, here we are. It's
like
all
your
that
grandparents
stuff.
Never played it for you?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff she hadn't heard of. She didn't really know who Sylvester Stallone was. That was because I had. And I
was
telling
a head
story.
Injury?
I know. I was like,
that's almost a test that you, any
well,
underage chick, you should go.
Well,
do you
no,
know
I call.
This?
I called the police because it was a little too young. It's a little too young, sir. I got to call the cops now. You're my friend, but this is outrageous.
She needs a guardian.
That's what it is. That's what
her
it
parents
is.
Signed her over to me.
Yeah. But you know, listen. Well, to each his own. Until it gets illegal.
I assure you, like, if you take our driver's license, it makes you make me laugh. I'll take mine. And hers and put it together, and it looks like that thing on the news. They go, last seen getting into a van with this man. Like,
well,
it's really.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you get to a certain age where I don't even think, you know, I pull out my ID. Yesterday, I had to pull out my ID. And because it's a formality, and the guy just waved me. I went like that. Before I got it out, he goes, yeah, come on. You're old. You move like a man cat, but you're still old. He said, you're incredibly supple. I said, I box.
Casey Improv. That's where Brian Callen is.
Casey
tomorrow's
Improv.
probably already sold it. Maybe tonight is sold out. Well, there's two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
I'm doing Johnny Dare, aren't I?
Listen.
Tickets fly off the shows.
Don't make me look bad, people. For God's sakes, these shows have to sell out right now.
Buy the tickets.
KCImprov.com. Casey, isn't that right?
Yeah. Two shows tonight, and the late show tomorrow still has tickets, so get them.
Check and see if there's any tickets, and if there are any, buy them all. Buy every one of them, Jake.
That's right. And by the way, tune into my new podcast on Patreon.
What is it?
Patreon.com/ Brian Callen. I'm the worst self-promoter. I'm the worst self-promoter in the world. Yeah, Brian Callen. Patreon at
I want you to write it down. If you can write
it. Guys, it's easier just to write it.
If you can get a pen, and take your time.
Sound it out.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Whatever.
Ryan flies jets.
Jets. Ryan flies jets. Corporate My grandmother jets. Wants to fly jets.
I hate him.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah, how do you, I guess, do you ever say things like, let's get this bird up in the air? You ever say stuff like that? I'd like to say cool stuff like that. She's bouncy, but she'll hold. That's the kind of stuff I want to say.
Yeah. You should give merchandise that says it every time.
There have actually been times that I've said something in the cockpit. I've looked over at my co-pilot and be like, let's not hit anything. I don't want that to be the last thing heard on the cockpit voice recorder.
Yeah, right?
It'd be fun to, you know, it's funny how in you can have journalists who pontificate and opine, and they've never actually done anything.
Sure.
You know, they've never had a job where they pay a price for being wrong.
Right.
And the cool thing about like being a pilot is you got to fly. Like if you got on and you were like, ladies and gentlemen, it's the first time I've actually ever, I've taken simulation, I've read about this and watched it on YouTube, you're my first passenger. You know,
I actually do that.
Yeah, well, that's
I actually
good.
Do that just to have fun with the passengers. Well, I'm like, I've tried this in the sim, but we'll see if the real thing's any different.
Well, a few years back, he goes, hey, I think I'm going to learn to fly like an airplane. I go, oh, you're going to take, you know, everybody, you know, oh, we all know people who take those lessons, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I'm doing my night flying, and then I'm doing my, what is it, the no control one. Then
no control one. It's the solo. It's called solo.
No.
Yeah, the instrument.
The instrument.
Yeah,
without instruments.
Yes.
Songs. With instruments. Okay. Nothing. You can't see outside. You can only see the instruments.
They literally block the whole windshield. You have to fly nothing but instruments.
What?
Then he goes. I'm thinking about getting my. It was a turboprop there, like a double engine. And then you went to jets.
Yeah, multi. Yeah, multi. And then I went to a.
Every time I see this prick, this is what he's doing to me, and I'm like. Yeah, what have I done since the last time you saw it? I put a Pornhub 735 times.
Yeah, I know.
250 goddamn Uncrustables.
Like, no, what you do is this. You go like this. You're still flying props? Pauper.
No.
Pauper.
Then he's like, well,
I've got jets.
I've got the co-chair now. And then that lasted about a year, and he goes, I'm the captain now.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Man, I would love to be a capitan.
Just stop.
Oh, sorry.
Stop.
I had a friend who said that. He said, I sail. I said, you do? He goes, I got my captain's rank. I was like, all right, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
It's a small boat. I'm a captain. All right, dude.
You should only wear, like, captain, ocean captain stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I should.
Yeah, captain.
I think that would be fantastic. You're just bored on everything. But everything's nautical, just to freak everybody out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This isn't any different than a boat, right?
I'm good with boats.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. Captain, everybody looks from the port side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, everything should be nautical speak for you and only wear like old timey like sailor gear.
Ooh, and just get up there and go, ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be the water's choppy.
Yes.
The water will be choppy even though it'll be in the air. Who wants to do an acrobatic roll?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
You do a barrel roll on takeoff, sure.
So I was gonna tell you this and you should come with me. We should shoot video of this. I found a place that it's too late in the year right now in Oregon. Or Washington, but it's a wing walking school.
A wing walk? What?
So you literally
get out
up
on the wing.
I was showing you this, right?
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. You get out of the. They train you, then you get out of the cockpit. You're in front in a biplane, and then climb up on top on the top wing, and they do barrel rolls and they do loops and they do hammerhead stalls the whole bit.
God.
And then you climb down and you ride the. There's a name for the struts that keep the two wings together, the cables.
Yeah.
And you ride that thing.
Wow.
And they do some more, and then you get back in the plane and they land.
That's so funny, because when I was in the Delta Force, I can't go on. Damn it, I can't go on. I just realized I can't go on with the story.
Would you go?
I would.
You have a reason to live. I do not. I'm, you know, an aging radio guy. But
that's not true. You and I together.
But would you go? Because I'm really going in the spring.
I would go. I actually would do that, I think.
Yeah.
It'd
be pretty fun.
Yeah. Because I've always said, Johnny, with that hair and that face and those shoulders, I want you on the front of my boat.
Well, I have this dream of a, you and I on those struts together.
Oh, yes.
Somebody takes a picture from the.
I'm wearing a wig. That
I'm wearing nothing.
Nothing.
Oh my God.
But the, your goodwill and a mask for safety. And a mask. We keep it safe. We keep it safe. He wears a mask down there and up here.
I'm not going to steal that joy from my skin of the wind going by at 150 miles an hour at altitude.
You need that. Oh. You need that. It's cold up there.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had friends who were those Delta guys and those SEAL team guys, and they jump.
I have a friend, yes.
They jump at night, and my one buddy jumped. He needed a guide. And he had the guy, and the guy wasn't dressed for the cold. And he goes, does he know how cold it is? And he had to strap him to himself.
I've actually gone out when it's too cold, when you're 10,000 feet, 11,000. It's cold. Like, it's goddamn cold.
Oh, yeah, it's cold. Yeah, yeah. Because you the heat radiates from the ground. Yeah. As a geologist, do you have a minute?
Let's talk stars, shall we?
Well, I've already told you about my I'm a virologist and a geologist.
When talking stars, it's worth mentioning Brian Callen is here today.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Brian Callen. At two shows at the KC Improv tonight. One show tomorrow. That's all that's left.
Be careful going too close to this star. He's on fire.
You put on a lot of muscle. You know, it's funny because Johnny pisses me off. Because secretly, when he gets home, he's deadlifting. He's squatting. And he's going deep. And I don't care what anybody says. He's going deep.
I'll feel the burn. No, look at these are really sexy thighs.
The kid's got some thighs on him.
You used to be.
You know what?
Slight.
The COVID-15 is killing me right now.
But it's not. It doesn't look like fat. It looks proportioned, and it looks mostly like you got tits. He's been doing incline bench.
You know what I mean? You know what? Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. Yeah. It really is. You lay back and you got to push forward. It gets the undercarriage, you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
You need to work.
I wasn't born with the gift that God gave you when you were 8 years old.
I don't brag.
What year did you get your boobs? How old were you?
I was 11. 11.
You know, I have a 12-year-old daughter. She's going through this whole situation.
Good luck with that.
Well, she can barely stand me. She's into anime. I don't have anything in common with these children. At one point, I remember she was 10 and she was memorizing and casting Harry Potter spells at me in the kitchen. And I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm turning you into a cat. And I was like, I have bills. I got to get out of here. She wouldn't let me out of the kitchen until I was like, And then she had to lift the spell. Kids, I don't know, man.
12.
12.
She's getting ready to go demon.
She's a woman.
She's becoming. It's going to happen.
I can see it. She's beautiful. I can see the disaster that's happening. She takes after her mother.
Jake's got that.
How old is your girl now?
My daughter's 12.
Yeah. She's 12. Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Well,
and you are, as her father, you are in the way in general. Pay the bills and get away from me.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say anime because I don't understand that either. But she's completely, like, everything she wants to be for Halloween is some character that I've never heard of
from anime.
And so she'll show me like the fun pictures of that anime, and then the more I scroll through it, it's like eyes carved out. Like it gets dark.
It dark is what? And one of her characters killed her. He killed his entire family when he was 4. Oh
no,
okay.
That's exactly what I'm going through. Exactly.
It's so dark, that anime stuff.
I don't even like cartoons and porn, so I'm out.
Yeah.
So her boobs and a period are the least of my worries.
Well, that's
it's anime right now.
Well, she just went through that.
You're to blame though. Who shot the flamethrower first? Your daughter or your older son?
My daughter did.
Yeah.
You got how old your son?
He's 17.
Yeah. With a 17-inch penis, apparently.
Oh, he's got a piece on him.
He's rolling.
God bless and
he's a man.
Congratulations.
No, he's.
So you got you? He didn't take out. You have a nub, obviously. And
obviously.
And that's okay. But a great personality.
But I'm the sweetest guy you'd know.
You're a good guy with a good beard.
Dude, his own son says the worst things in the world to him.
Yeah,
like, I've never heard. If I talk to my father, and it's all out of love and funny, like it's comedy.
It's all silly, but he is like his room is upstairs, and I'll be in the living room, and the loft looks like down at us. But he'll walk out of his room and just say, "Zip it, old man," or "I'll give you an Alabama Hot Pocket." And so
I love your son, but he needs a little crack neck.
Oh, no, he needs a smack. Yeah. But now I'm at the point that it's not funny to like wrestle in the living room or what. I used to push him around a little bit now.
Now he's a man.
I'm like, hold on, we're going to break something. Like I go right into a little kid. Like hip. I'm afraid of my mom. I'm like, hold on, we're going to knock the table over. But what I'm really worried is, he's going to crush my sternum.
Well, there are some 17-year-olds who've been doing jiu-jitsu since they were 12, and they'll do whatever they want to, you see. You got to be careful. My daughter got me so mad, she was so rude, that I found myself going, I literally was saying this. I go, let me explain. So I'm Brian Callen, okay? I hit her with that, and I go, you put respect on my name.
That's right.
I don't even know what that means, but I heard a rapper say that, and so I was like, put. And she was looking at me like I was an absolute alien. I go, you do that. It took me a long time to become Brian. You don't know what that means. She got out of the car. She rolled her eyes. Got out of the car. I was like, and another thing. It didn't work.
No,
it didn't work.
God awful, dude. His kid. It's so absurd the things that happen. The ice cream trick that he does with your wife.
Oh my God.
With the cone.
Since he was little, he.
It's your fault.
Well, we'll stop somewhere, a drive-in, to get ice cream, and like after a ball game or whatever, he's in the back seat. Both my kids are in the back seat, and every time my wife licks the ice cream cone, he goes,
"Dude."
And he's done it since the dawn of time. I mean, since he was like 8 years old.
Your son's genius. He might be a comic.
He's an idiot. He's
just your
a complete
mom looking being an idiot going, is awesome.
Yeah. No, that's what I've told, like, both the kid. Like, if you found this with your daughter too, like, school and stuff tries to beat the weirdo out of them. Mm. I love that they're both weirdos.
That's like,
my, now, great. Now, my son is either going to be Van Gogh or I'm going to be paying his bills the rest of his life.
Full-on artist.
Dude, at 9 years old, he is straight up an artist in the... he does things to make me crazy where I'll pick him up. He's got very thick socks on. They're too thick. And then, it gets better. And then he's wearing flip flops that he can't get the tong through his toes. So he's got to slide his feet. Right. And then he's wearing his mother's leg warmers on his arms. And I'm biting my tongue and I'm like, he's not. I go, you going to wear that? He goes, sure am. And then he wants me to blast heavy metal music so he can just daydream and definitely not talk to me as we're driving around in his mitten, in his arm mittens and his terrible socks. So I can't throw a ball. Nah, he can slide around like a geisha. He wants to slide around like a geisha. I lose my mind, dude. I'm just like, can you be a dude, please?
He might be a kabuki theater artist.
Maybe he's transitioning.
He very well might. And you know how well kabuki theater pays.
Well, yeah. The wage is there.
Dude.
Sagging after it.
I used to torture my dad. I remember my dad who grew up with not a lot of money. He was a Marine. He's a Midwestern kid from Wisconsin. And he gave me the life he never could get. And I used to torture him. We'd be sitting there and he'd go, what are we going to do? And I go, I don't know. Do you want to do this? And I just start going like that. And I start
waggling
moving.
Your shoulder,
I just
dancing.
Start
him.
Waggling my shoulders.
Hey, Dad.
And I, hey, Brian, you know, not everything has to be a production. It doesn't have to be about you dancing around. He didn't know how to deal with me.
Oh, dude, think of Jake's dad worked at a factory his life, hardcore, old school.
Black coffee, he went to work.
Oh,
first
okay.
one
factory
out,
worker,
first
didn't
one out,
retire,
last one home.
Yeah. Didn't retire till he was 76.
Hey, Dad, I'm gonna go to college and be a theater major.
Yeah. Played ball my whole life. Me and Dad, backyard. He'd come home, drop his lunch pail, catch me in the backyard, you know, the whole thing. Dad, I'm going to college. I want to be in theater. So I remember like it was yesterday because they came to every show I did in college. Yeah. I did like 9 or 10 productions. They came to everyone, but he came. The first one they came to was Shakespeare. I think we did Winter's Tale.
Of course.
And he comes, and I can see him. They're like fourth row, and he's mortified the whole time.
Nothing a factory worker likes more than Shakespeare.
No. Is the winter
he loves spoken word, yes.
Yes.
And so I remember the show's over. You go backstage. There's all this buzz, and people have roses. Like, it's all this big deal. And then you go out to the lobby to see your friends, your family, whatever. And my mom gives me a hug, and she's like, it was beautiful. What a story. Like, she's the whole thing. And I turn to my dad, and I'm like, Dad, what do you think? And he goes, well, it seemed like you knew all your lines.
You memorized and pretended real good.
What else? I did a musical. My grandfather, my Sicilian grandfather from Brooklyn, from Bensonhurst. Any Martin Scorsese movie, that's him. And if you put him in the movie, they'd be like, he's a little too Italian. Yeah. I mean, they could have been. And he comes, I'm at theater school, which I didn't pay for, which my dad pays for 2 years of theater school in New York. Too old to know better. I'm 23 at the time. And I get off stage. I'd done a musical. And my grandfather goes, I'm over here. And he goes, explain something to you. You don't have the voice. You can't sing. So you're never going to make money. But you were funny. You were funny. You made him laugh. So stick to comedy and stay away from music. And I never forgot it. And he was right.
Dude,
he
was right. We all had that. My great uncle Paulie would tell me stuff. And you, things like, I'd be 8 years old and go, men don't drink with straws. I just look to this day, I can't drink with a goddamn straw now. Yeah. He'd just tell you things like, that was it.
Yeah. 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 I told on my sister. I told on my sister, and my mother punished my sister and me for being a tattletale, for being a rat. That's that Italian stuff. Yeah, that runs deep.
Yeah.
That runs deep.
Let me tell you, I grew up such an opposite life than these other guys. So we grew up white trash in Olathe, Kansas. Mm. We were the kids you couldn't play with. Mm. Like, I have three brothers. We get in trouble. My older brother was already in jail when I was like 13.
Oh, okay, so tough.
Yeah. So the kids across the street in this neighborhood, in these little split levels, got an above-ground pool, which looks like the goddamn Taj Mahal to us. We couldn't even imagine. You have a pool in your backyard that you can't move with your hands, right?
Until a tornado comes along, but still.
But we couldn't swim in it because we were the bad kids. Their parents wouldn't let us come over and swim in this thing.
Really?
So all summer long, I'm watching this goddamn above-ground swimming pool, and it's, you know, a little cedar deck and stuff. Yeah. My dad buys a new galvanized trash can. I get it out on the driveway and get a hose, and I fill this goddamn thing up. And my dad pulls in the driveway, and there I am in my little solo swimming pool like this. And he's screaming at me through his teeth, get out of the goddamn trash can. And I'm thinking, why is he so mad at me? I'm a genius. I just made a solo swimming pool.
Because you're advertising how poor we are. That's a pauper's pool.
Yeah.
I'm taking the old pauper's dip.
Yeah, that's a true story. Like, that's unbelievable. Like, I swam in trash cans.
Well, you got three brothers is always a bad combination.
Yeah.
Three brothers, unless one of them is a little bit, you know, maybe a little gay or something like that.
Yeah, well, we suspected, but he grew out of it.
It's a phase I went through in college.
Yeah. You have a sister.
I got a sister.
No brothers?
No, my sister was always no nonsense. My sister was the most unsentimental. Younger. There's a year and a half younger. No sentiment. No sentiment. My sister was just like, meh, I'm cold. What do you want from me? She, but the best.
This one hates her father.
Oh, you don't like your dad?
Well, no.
No, you actually on Father's Day sent him hate mail.
I've a number of times during this horrible year have wondered, why have so many good people been taken, and yet that bastard's still here breathing?
Is that right? That's
COVID ain't getting everything done.
I thought she was kidding when I first met her. I'm like, don't say that. It's your dad. And I'm like, then I had to do the follow up question. I go, did he diddle you? Like, what did he do? Was he touching the uncle
button?
Uncle's diddle. Yeah.
Yeah, uncle his button. Uncle button's a great one.
Dad's just ignore.
No, I was like, no. I finally had to pull him one day when we were off the air. I go, I'm going to tell you three stories real quick. It's going to give you just a snapshot of what is in my head. And he's like, okay. Your hatred is welcome here, then you're fine.
Oh, okay.
but no bad judgment.
No, that was your cousin.
Just a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Sometimes you have that. My friend has a mother. He bought her flowers for Mother's Day, and he said, check this out. And she said, your flowers are in the trash because it was so pathetic. The bouquet was so pathetic after I raised you, and that's what I get. So they're in the trash because apparently the flowers weren't big enough. He goes, that's my mom.
That's fantastic.
That's my mom.
That's fantastic. That's crazy. That's a level of crazy I love.
You put respect on my name. Yes. You get me a bouquet worthy of a parade.
I breathed life into you.
Yeah. Brian Allen worthy bouquet.
That's right. I want something you'd get for Kim Jong-un.
Hey, do we have who's got sports today? Is Lysak ready? I just want to make sure because I know we're running late. Stay with us, though. You love sports.
I love you.
All right, let's bring Mr. Leif Lysak on. Sports in Your Shorts brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson.
Oh, yeah. The Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Sports in Your Shorts with Leif Lysak.
Super honky.
Getting funky now.
Super honky.
With the sports.
Super honky.
Getting funky now.
Super honky.
Ooh, Lord.
Good morning, Johnny.
How are you?
I'm great. I just want you to know I've been to the Sistine Chapel, and when I looked up and saw those beautiful paintings, I thought of Brian.
That's it. Good man. Dude, good man.
Go see the nude statue of Michael.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll be performing tonight in the same loincloth that, what's his name? I think it was God was wearing up there. That's right. As he reached out.
Yes. Yes.
It's beautiful. New running back Le'Veon Bell asked Chiefs fans for the best barbecue in Kansas City, and it was a free-for-all. Bell said he'd already sampled some wings by the time he got to talk to him on Wednesday.
First of all, wings are not barbecue. Stop.
I know.
What about famous? What about the famous barbecue at the gas station?
Joe's, yeah. No, yeah. I rode by it last night, the original. It used to be Oklahoma Joe's. There's been a falling out. Now it's just Joe.
Okay.
I guess the Oklahoma.
Is that the best to get?
Ah, boy. I do love it very much. Yes. But also Gates is a classic.
Gates.
Arthur Bryant's.
So those three are always big. But then that upscale is at 39.
Q39.
So it's a lot. But yes, Oklahoma Joe's is really good. Yeah. I used to live two blocks from there. I would wake up out of a dead sleep in the afternoon and crave their food and walk over like heroin. Like, I'm telling you, the Oklahoma Joe's like so good.
That's great. A lack of sleep. Sleep rhythms off and then barbecue.
Yes. Barbecue, circadian. Rhythms, nothing.
I'll keep you alive.
That's how I put this mask on. All this. I think right back to sleep. Are there any sports, Leaf?
We've got a couple. I don't know if you saw the game last night. I know you were watching.
No.
But the Eagles came from behind to beat the Giants. The Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones, has a wide open run. He starts at his own 10-yard line. He is so all alone running down the field. And he stumbles and falls at the 10-yard line. And I instantly thought of myself. But then Patrick Mahomes tweets, I mean, I can't even say anything, he says, because I would never be able to run that far either. He's a professional athlete. You would think that 90 yards wouldn't be that far. But you can just see him just kind of slowly run out of gas and fall. If you want to treat, look up the line.
What are you telling me right now? You're telling me the guy couldn't run the length of the field that he had to run?
The length of the field. I think he ran out of gas.
Shut up.
I'll do that right now.
I don't like sports. Yeah. But I mean, so I'm like, are you kidding?
Well, he might have been wearing a mask, Johnny, okay? His lungs might have been compromised.
The World Series resumes tonight. Game 3, Tampa Bay and Dodgers tied at a game apiece. What else we got? KUK State, 11 o'clock tomorrow in Manhattan. Wildcats number 20 in the country. Missouri's home to Kentucky, 3 o'clock in Columbia. Sporting Kansas City back home Saturday night against Colorado. I did want to show you, my brother has a kind of sense of humor. So
we're in America.
He sends me a picture of the Boss Babe, and I just sent it to you, too. It's called Boss Babe. And on the box, this is hunting season.
Oh, yes.
So deer hunting season, it says Boss Babe. The babe will convince every buck she is ready for action.
Yeah, it's a sex doll for deer.
Yeah, we're hiring prostitutes to try to trick the buck.
I'm still blown away that the World Series is going on right now and no one is talking about it. It just didn't even dawn on me.
I hate the feeling that he's talking about a story in a sports and I don't know if he's kidding or not. You know that thing where you're the least manly guy at the table. Yeah. Are you guys all like? No. You can use your hands now in soccer. I'm like, really?
Okay. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. You're not a big football.
I sold weed to kids in high school. I wasn't bad.
But he is built like an athlete, everyone. Believe me, take it from me. I'm laying eyes on him right now. This guy could run 90 yards with me on his back and has.
We do a little of the naked shoulder right.
Yeah, that's right. That's something. Sometimes I try to tackle him lightly.
We call it body weight workouts.
That's what it is.
Then I yell, I'm going to steamroll you, and then I roll nude over. It's a thing.
He does calf raises while I sit on his haunches. And I whisper encouragement in his ear.
Mm-hmm. It's all you.
I thought that was my job all the time. You.
Indeed. Sorry, we got in the way of your sports.
No, it's all right. There's nothing here.
Sweat is just your fat crying.
Hey, how long is Saquon Barkley out?
Is that a real person?
No. A year? He's out for a year.
You're done.
You're kidding me. What's the extent of his injury?
I think he didn't have an ACL tear or something.
Bummer, man.
Are they telling the truth? Are they making this up?
That's true.
Okay. Saquon Barkley.
Sounds like a Jedi.
He is. He may as well be, but it's such a bummer.
What sport is it?
Football.
Soccer,
not,
football?
No, 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 but I'm glad you asked. But I like to say football like I'm from another country.
All right.
Saquon Barkley, football. He's a great football player.
I don't know what it is about doing radio in a basement that makes me forget we're actually doing radio in a basement.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that it's a hot box in here for the little
bit. Well, I give off
that's
a lot of heat. I apologize.
Us. That's just our natural attraction.
You're giving off.
To one another. Feel
you
it
get thing. Us together and all kinds of things happen, temperature-wise.
His balls are sticking to my leg.
That's right. That's right.
That's where I check out.
Listen, don't check out tonight, tomorrow night, two shows. That's up there at the Improv. It's happening at Zona Rosa. There's a sold-out show already tomorrow night. It may already be sold out tonight, but you'll have to go check online to see, because it will be limited capacity, obviously, because everybody's being very safe.
That's true. That's right. I think so. But it's only if you like beautiful. To laugh hard and true.
All right. I do got to get out of this room. I got to go back. We got stuff to do. Good to see you, my friend. I'm sorry that we just don't hang out in the studio, but this is the only way we do it now.
So good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
I'll see you this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I love you, brother.
Forward to it. I love
I'm
you
glad,
too.
I'm buddy. Glad you're out and running.
You're a good man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.